What is up, everybody? My name is Austin Buckner.
Trevor Holder.
Corey Boone.
I'm Heather Holder.
Yay. It's a fucking squad cast.
Bum, bum, hey.
I did not know what to talk about, so I ranted for a little bit, and then we talked about Helldivers for like 75% of the episode.
Oh, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I didn't know what to talk about, so I went to the one person that could rant for a whole podcast episode about one thing.
Pretty much. I just realized that when the guest sits here, they got to like look at you and then look at me. It's very inconvenient for them, and I apologize. I did not know that.
So it's okay.
Probably could have came up with a better setup, but now I know. Get fucked.
We can't always get new furniture.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know who can, though, and who has?
Is it me?
It's you!
Hinting at new space.
It's not here yet.
Well, no.
But we're probably going to set up the new studio the exact same way, with a chair on each side and a love seat in the middle. So.
Yeah, probably.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So except it just makes most different sense. Different rooms of the house.
Except we're going to have, like, room to like decorate the walls and shit too.
Yeah,
that's gonna be really fun.
Yeah, that's the plan. I want to, behind like my chair and your chair, get basically that same thing and just stack it with like
nerd stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna 3D print little penises and they'll sit on your guys' shelves.
Like a long dog of episodes.
I can just do an ice cream cone.
You just look for the long dong.
The long dong.
Speaking of
it's like this big and we're like, that's long, guys. Come on.
Speaking of decorating.
Decorating.
I was actually looking at the little yellow table like just last night. I'm like, I don't like that color, and I can't explain how much I don't like that color. So I got to thinking about it, and I'm tired of like wiping off all the dust and the cat hair and all that shit that just accumulates on it all the time. So I thought about getting like sanding it down and then repainting it just as like a fun little project to do.
Do it.
What my plan was at some point was, I'm totally up for changing the color of it, but also like those peel and stick like tiles, doing that for the top of it to keep it easier to clean.
Yeah.
That's random.
We did it again. Totally forgot we were doing the intro.
No, I just wanted to bring it up.
I forgot.
No.
Yeah.
I literally thought 2 seconds ago, he's going to talk about this table. And when this is the intro, I completely forgot we were doing the intro.
Yeah. So... yeah, I mean,
we talked about the live event June 22nd.
Tickets are on sale now.
Yeah, tickets are on sale.
You
gonna
put a QR code like in front of your face in the intro too?
Yeah, actually, no one's face at all. It's just gonna be QR codes everywhere.
For $10 bucks.
For $10 bucks, you can come watch us be fucking boys.
All of us?
Yeah, I'm
fucking
sorry.
Rowdy, eh?
I will be very much not a boy at that point, because I will be...
she will be carrying a boy.
You'll be more of a boy than you've ever been.
Yeah. It's true. I'll be 7 months pregnant.
And now you can tell every single person who says, grow a pair, I fucking have.
You're a fucking mech suit, dude.
You're a titan.
That's fucking awesome.
Right. And if you go swimming, submarine.
Sit back and relax to enjoy this episode of the Ice Cream Sunday Podcast. What's up?
Happy birthday.
What's up? Hey!
Happy birthday.
You know what's funny? This is the third episode that comes out, like, that we record. So by the time this comes out, this will be like, it'll be fucking a month after my birthday. Yeah.
Happy April belated Fools. Birthday. Yeah. Happy belated birthday.
I sat in the cuck chair today.
Actually,
I'm sitting in the middle of the couch. This has never happened.
That's not a chair. That's a table. So it'd be...
cuck table?
The cuck table, TCT.
TCT Studios. Blue and yellow, bitch. That microphone is right in front of your face.
It is. Well, I don't want anyone to get scared.
Wait until I get that hole cut in it.
Ooh.
What is
you
that?
Making a milker?
That's what I was thinking of.
Have you guys seen that picture of like the girl who's sitting in her car and she's like, he won't stick his dick through my sunroof and let me pretend to be a hungry hamster?
I had to look into that to figure out what the fuck people were talking about, because I just heard the sunroof thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck is everyone talking about?
My wife won't let me do that. A little upset.
I saw it.
If you would have had the PT Cruiser, she would have.
Probably, yeah. The PT Cruiser was pretty fucking cool.
I saw a TikTok where someone was like, is planking back? Because everyone is like laying face down on top of their cars.
It's a bunch of guys trying to figure out if it's comfortable or not.
Would you...
My little hamster.
Would you let someone... stroke you out from below, just like
like a milking table.
Yeah.
Me, my wife. Yes,
I meant your wife. I didn't mean to like fucking
not anyone.
That'd just be, I don't just think I would. Random. I think that's fucking awkward.
I think that'd be extremely hard for me.
Like if it was a comfortable bed to like lay on, like
a massage table that was.
No,
I think it is more difficult for you. Not that I've ever like. J.O. to anyone before except for myself, but like that seems like a weird
hold on you never J.O.'d a girlfriend
they don't have a penis and they're usually not laying above me.
J.O.
okay let's rephrase J.O. to masturbate, same fucking thing.
That's what I just said, other than myself, but again, I've never been laying above me while masturbating.
I'm going to change my answer to no, because I would be afraid my girlfriend would be like, "Bacow!" Just uppercut. She'd be like, you know what?
There was a stabbing.
Do you put your...
Surprise vasectomy.
Do you put your balls to the glory hole?
Like through it?
I don't
because
think
you're like,
so.
Bap. And like, I could get hit in the dick. That doesn't bother me.
If I'm laying down, probably. But if I'm like standing against a wall, no.
If you get hit in the dick, yeah, it hurts, but like not as bad as the balls.
The balls are very sensitive.
That's what I'm asking.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know what's going on. It's okay.
Yeah.
See, last episode, I cried tears of sadness and worrying about, I don't want to think about my husband being gone or whatnot. And now I'm crying tears.
Is there a part of the vagina that hurts worse to get kicked in? Or is it all just kind of one?
I feel like if you get kicked in the vagina, the whole thing's getting kicked.
I just feel like
if I flicked a labia, like nothing. No, but if I flick like your clit, like, you're going to be like,
the clitoris.
So I can't remember if I've told this story on the podcast before, but I was in Ottumwa and going to that.
Sorry. Oh, I was trying to do it without making
noise.
You're fine. I apologize.
No, you're fine. Went to the ice cream place there. It's called Graham's. And outside of there, they have those cement posts around it, you know, to make sure cars don't get too close.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Like the big red ball is a target.
Kind of like that. Yeah. And I was in line with a friend. And of course, it was a guy friend that had a crush on me at the time. But I was oblivious, as we've talked about before. I'm terrible about reading signs like that too. Put in my order, went to spin around real fast, did not realize how actually close I was to one of those cement poles. And let me tell you, that was at the perfect height that it just hit me square in the pelvis, like right down there. And like with the momentum I had, I thought I was going to puke. And I was like, if this is anything what it feels like to be kicked in the nuts, like, nah, I'm good. And I had like full bruise, like straight across there. Like it was not pretty. So because I've had that happen, I'm like, oh yeah, I don't want to be kicked there or anything else. But as for like the individual little parts and anatomy of it, I don't think it would be anything.
So... okay, so here's a dumb question. And that actually might be like low key smart, right? What kind of shoe would you rather be kicked by? Something a bit more flat on the toe or more pointed?
Oh, flat for sure.
An Adidas.
Why?
Red.
No. Here's the thing. I'm asking for a very specific reason. So okay.
What size of
like,
shoe?
Pointy just sounds like. I don't know, like knife-like.
Yes.
I don't want that.
Because see, like a stiletto.
More of a stabbing than like a
like
blunt force.
Like if you've ever been stepped on by like a stiletto or high heel, it hurts a lot more. I know, I'm just saying.
I haven't, because I'm not a fucking pervert.
All that force goes into one point. Mm-hmm. So when you get kicked in the balls
precisely
with a pointy toe, it's gonna go into that one point, yep, all that force. So you can spread it out.
But you figure, hold on, and this is where it gets tricky. Like,
do you want to get shot by a handgun or a shotgun?
It's the same idea behind bumping in a professional wrestling ring. You slap the mat, so your hands take the impact, your arms, your back. Yeah.
But here's my argument. I want a wide,
flat shoe.
Here's my argument, and this is why I'm asking, because I feel like with a pointed, there's a chance it could miss your balls altogether, right?
And go right in the butthole.
and go right in the butthole, or, you know, whatever. But regardless,
I see what you're saying.
Sounds like a typical Wednesday evening to me. Let's just say it only hits one nut, right?
Yeah.
Right or left, whatever.
And now you're Tom Green.
And but you get a more flat, like a flat-toed kick to the nuts. That's covering more area, meaning your balls are hurting more, right? I'm assuming for a woman, it would be the opposite. They'd rather get hit with a flat toe rather than a pointy toe, because there could be just full blown toe insertion. Am I wrong?
I mean, I'm not.
She came down in a bubble, Doug.
I'm not planning to fight naked with a woman.
Hi, everyone. If you are into cock and ball torture, can you please test this theory for us on which one is better to get kicked in the balls?
You're not planning to fight naked with a woman?
No.
I'm sorry.
Didn't know you were so fucking boring.
I know, right?
This is bullshit.
I'm sorry.
This is some horse shit. It's my birthday.
Oh.
And then we just ended there.
That was a perfect group sigh.
I love us.
Part of me really does wish that's the end of it, just so we can just have a joke.
Yeah.
Corey, you haven't been on a microphone in a long time. How you been?
So you know how you got cucked earlier?
Yeah.
I've been doing that for months.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice to finally hear my voice again, but not really, because now I'm like,
it was
God,
fun to have someone else behind the camera that I can like fucking text memes to.
We're over there fucking texting
the
memes to each other.
Because the one time that I sat
that
out.
That didn't go unnoticed, by the way. Yeah, I was watching you guys.
We were laughing.
When Megan Drake was here, I was the only one behind the camera, and I was like, God, this is fucking brutal. I just gotta sit here with my thoughts.
I don't want to sound like I'm not paying attention, but 95% of the time I'm playing Sudoku on my phone. Because I'll turn networking off and everything, so no ads pop up or anything, and then I'll just like play Sudoku.
Well, it's the Abby Warner episode.
Oh, that's smart.
We talked about where you were fucking disassociating.
Oh, and dude, I was.
I started talking about my wiener, and you were like,
eh? I immediately perked up. I was like, yeah.
Oh.
No, I normally just sit over there. Or if like a news story comes up, like when we were talking to his name's Artie
Hall. Jeremy,
yeah. Yeah. When he was talking earlier about that Davey Richards story.
What
I went actually like read posts that were made days after by like the entire group that were like, we aren't bad people. We're professionals. We might show up 2 to 3 hours late to a show, but we make money. This is our living. But they sucked. I was like, oh, this is wild. Like, this would have been really cool to see back in 2012, but I was just graduating high school. So it's like, I wasn't.
Jesus Christ, dude.
See, I knew that was going to throw you.
You get the like live cuck version though, whereas I get the old school radio style because I'm laying in the bedroom and all I can do is hear everything.
Now,
and I'm like,
trauma
well.
In episodes.
That brings up, for some reason, did they have audio porn back in the day?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I would assume.
It's just so,
yes, but you had to pay like $5 a minute.
Good. I know.
Isn't there a scene in like a period drama where someone reads porn to like another character because like only the educated knew how to read back then? Isn't it like in Game of Thrones or something?
My wife has that once a month.
I've never seen
period drama. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
I haven't seen Game of Thrones either.
My wife has that once a month. Period drama.
God damn it.
Love you.
Dad drama jokes. Alert.
Welcome to the news.
So you're you didn't have a car for a while.
Yeah,
you still don't have a car.
Still don't. By the time this releases, I should.
By the time this releases, you.
I won't even be.
No matter what, you'll have to be in a different home.
Yeah. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, my car's transmission went out on my way to work on a Friday. And then Saturday, I got a thing in the mail that's from my landlord saying she's selling the house. And yesterday we got the thing in the mail saying, hey, you have 30 days to vacate the premises, which my landlord.
Knew that, right?
I knew it was coming. It's just like now that it's here, it's like, fuck. And we're waiting on taxes and stuff, which finally got approved.
And that's all been since the first of the year.
Yeah, it's been a wild fucking ride.
Have you guys found a place yet?
Or? Monday I'm calling a couple of people, but it shouldn't be difficult for us to get in there. So we have twins. A lot of, like, I hate to say, like, that's like,
it's not difficult for us to get in there. Fucking squatters' rights.
Squatters' rights. I remember, like, during the pandemic, that was a huge thing that, like, a lot of my online friends were like, I can't be kicked out because COVID. It's like, are you really using that? Like, as soon as COVID's over, you're fucked.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I love my landlord to death still. Like, it's not like I've told a few people and they're like, well, that's fucking shitty. It's like,
they own the place.
They own the place. They don't want to be landlords anymore. They want to, like, they're older, so I'm sure they want to retire and stop having to deal with this fucking cuck boy.
Understandable.
And the.
Stop it.
Jesus Christ.
Did you go to bed at a good time?
Yeah.
No.
It's almost like you worked a split shift yesterday.
I did.
Idiot.
It was crazy.
Securing people? Gross.
Ugh. No, and
that's a whole other job.
That's a whole thing that popped up like lately for me was a bunch of different stories about squatters and stuff. The last story I saw, there was a squatter in a $2 million home.
Champ.
How did they get in?
Don't know.
$2 million. Because they didn't have this guy securing it.
They uninstalled Windows.
But no, so, and someone made a good point where it's like, I don't understand how something so illegal has so many protections for the people committing that crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, squatters' rights is such a bullshit protection.
I think they went about that entire thing the wrong way. Because, like, it's a homeless problem at that point because they're squatting in a place to have a place to live. Why don't we just, you know, maybe make places for people to go that are decent, like, places?
More shelters rather than relying on the ones we have.
The way I see it, it's a sort of theft. Right.
Looking at you, Joel Olstein.
And no matter how you look at it, I don't care if whatever legal system dictates it being a certain way where they have to have so much time to leave or they're allowed to stay. Like, no, they are not allowed to stay. I did not give them permission to stay. Yeah. This is my property. This is my land. This is, you know, this is mine, not theirs. And they have no right to it.
So it's either, I can't remember if it's on Netflix or Hulu. There's a series that's called like My Worst Roommate. There's some of the where they do go through a whole squatters thing because, you know, a lease wasn't, you know, officially signed, but there's mail going to the place of that person that therefore makes them a resident and an equal person in the home. And yeah, there's a lot of, there's other worse stories that aren't squatter related, but like, there's a few of them.
Just the name squatter, just like you're squatting
on the stoop.
Apparently, peeing on your spot. It's a thing.
Be a man, just like you sit when you pee, don't you? Yeah, you're a squatter. Also, back to the Bluey cuck chair thing. Sorry, I was thinking about this
whole episode ago at this
call
point.
Call back to another episode.
When we went to Minnesota, each of the rooms upstairs, the one you and Amy stayed in, the one I stayed in, had a chair in the corner.
Oh, no.
But every hotel has a...
I wonder if there's like statistically more cucks up in Minnesota than there are like down here.
I
think probably for, I'm not a swinger, I'm not poly, but I would assume that a lot of like cuck situations probably happen at Airbnbs and hotels.
Yeah, probably.
And,
They don't want to make their places messy.
I just wouldn't want a random fuck toy in my home. You know? Don't shit where you eat.
Yeah.
I cut you off earlier when you were talking to John about this. So let me ask you, how's the war going for you?
I just want to go home and see my mom.
No. Tell me about Helldivers. As a guy that does not have a PlayStation 5,
you
and
do.
I can't play.
Oh, no,
it.
You have a PlayStation
Man,
4.
All right.
A 4, yeah.
It's all right. Wife. So nah. Like Austin said, I was talking to John, trying to get him convinced on buying Helldivers. So we could have more people to play.
Because you already have Joe Moore convinced.
I did. I convinced him. He hit me up and has been asking me questions about it. He bought it because I got him into it.
That tattooed fuck.
So the idea of Helldivers is it's a very Starship Troopers-esque style game where in Starship Troopers, It was very like fascist and like propaganda and shit like that.
So the United States.
And in Helldivers, it's very much the same thing, but rather than the guise of like fascism and stuff like this, it's democracy, and anything that isn't human is a threat against humans, therefore is bad. And I'll admit, I played the first Helldivers minimally.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just didn't. And then Helldivers 2, complete surprise to everyone. Yeah. So the idea with Helldivers is currently, right now, there are two enemies.
Mm-hmm.
You are part of something called Super Earth. You are sent out to the front lines, which the wartime map that is available to you is divided up into sectors. Currently, there are two factions, the Automatons and the Terranids or something. Basically, robots and bugs. Mm. So each sector has a set amount of planets in it, and if you are able to take control of a planet, it goes towards a progression of capturing that sector. So if you capture all the planets in that sector, you now can control that sector for Super Earth. Now, with Helldivers, it's a very community-based driven mm-hmm. game, meaning your progress is tracked along with other players' progresses that contributes to an overall progression of capturing sectors, defending sectors, losing sectors, so on and so forth. So when you go into the game, you'll be able to see how many players are currently in that sector trying to liberate it. And if you go to another sector, you can see how many people are there. And something that's really cool, a neat little detail, is if you go to a sector, and I didn't notice for a while, if you go to a sector, your main hub before each mission is your own ship. There's a little viewport at the front of your ship. So if you go to the front and you look out the viewport, you can see a real-time representation of what's going on in that sector. So if you go to a sector that has a ton of people there, you look out this viewport, you'll see a ton of different ships around the area using their ordnance and their stratagems and their abilities and stuff that people would be using in game. If you are losing a sector, you'll see fire from the planet shooting up at your ships and destroying ships and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it gives a nice cool little representation thing.
Malevolent Creek.
We lost too many good men. but I think the big draw is, and I stand by this, Helldivers is special in the fact that it is a strictly PvE game. There is no PvP. There is friendly fire. That is, it's an always on kind of thing. So you can shoot your teammates. You can blow up your teammates. Airstrikes can kill everyone. It's a whole thing.
You can be a total dick like that one public enemy guy.
Gantz the demon.
Yep.
Wanted for treason for democracy.
He's come out and had a couple of statements on it.
I wondered about that, like if he's been back on the game and how that's gone. Haven't followed up.
For those of you that don't know, there was a clip that was released where they're at the end of the mission, they're trying to evac, and then this one guy named Gantz the Demon kills the entire squad and then evacs himself. So he's come out and actually made an official statement that, number one, he was surprised the amount of people that pretended to be him just for the clout, because there was like a lot of people like, I'm the real Gantz the Demon, but this other guy was. And he's like, the people that were in my squad were all my friends, and it was kind of like a I'm going to troll my friends kind of thing. And he's like, it's kind of cool to see the way that the community's handled it. It kind of sucks at the same time because, like, there's more toxicity now.
He now has an on-site order against him by all players, regardless of the statement that he's put out now.
The only way he could bring it back is if he goes and fights for Malevolent Creek and we get it back. Like, I feel like that's the only way, is if he's, like, consistent on that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Another thing about Helldivers, and I, there's so much to go into about this game. I know Heather's just like,
it's pretty extensive.
No,
like,
I'm just like, I just don't know. That's not giving a look.
She hates it when her husband goes off to war, damn it.
No, but one of the cool things is the more you look into the game as you're playing, if you can find the time to do it while you're in a mission, is you start to notice things and it starts to get more unsettling and you realize it's pretty clear humans are not the good guys.
You mean like the automatons watching the stars?
The automatons watching the stars. One of the big things is you go to, let's say you go to one of the bug planets, right? And you have to shut down an illegal broadcast. The illegal broadcast... Bugs can't do that. You go to where the broadcast is. It's usually a base where there are dead bodies everywhere, none of which are indicated that they died by bugs. And it's very clear they were killed by
humans.
And if you look at the illegal broadcast before you try shutting it down, it's very much anti-propaganda. Like, we did this. We're the bad guys. And so, like, looking into it, you get further and further into the lore, and it's just like, damn, for something that is relatively small in the gaming space alone, there's so much clever storytelling within it, and that extends beyond what the game itself is, and that extends to players role-playing this.
Mm-hmm.
You got Chris Valenti doing speeches, who's a huge TikToker. I've sent Corey so many.
They're awesome.
And then you got a pretty prominent voice actor, Christopher Tester, who has... He takes monologues from other things, like Dragon Ball Z, mm-hmm. From Spider-Man, from...
His Vegeta ones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Amazing. Stuff from Warhammer.
Yeah.
You know, and he'll redo those monologues in his own way. And so he did it with Valenti's, mm-hmm. and it makes it just so much more like dramatic and impactful. And I don't know. I love, like, because, like, you'll see edited videos where a daughter is asking her dad about Malevolent Creek.
Yeah.
And
I saw that one yesterday.
Yeah, it's like, oh, what about Aunt TT and...
Yeah. Were they...
And Joey.
We all were part of the same squad. We lost a lot of good men.
Aunt TT barely got out of the pod.
Yep.
It's like, oh, did Uncle Joey even try to save him? And it shows a player running into a ton of gunfire trying to save somebody. And then it gets very some... And, yes, it's funny, but, like, it's also, like, kind of dark and serious, too, because he's, like, there's a pause and he just goes,
you know, the love letter on your refrigerator. It'd be funny if he mailed like letters home from war. my dearest Heather, it's 45 minutes.
It reminds me of that skit back in the day when they were like, Mom, when's Dad coming back?
And she's, he steps like, out of the room. Yeah, with Call of Duty.
He's been playing Call of Duty and he's like sitting there and they ask him questions. He's like, he like gets angry with his kids.
We lost like, good men.
He freaks out and he's like, tired of this, I'm going back. And he like grabs his controller and then walks back into the room. She's like, I miss him already.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. But to cap off that one video we were talking about, it ends on a very like aw kind of note where he's just like, "Hey, sweetie, can we just talk about something else for a while?" And it's just like, shit.
Yeah.
So like, there's storytelling outside of the game that just makes it so much better. And I've been talking to Corey about it too, where I want to I want to do what Valenti does, where he's role-playing a commander who is asking for reinforcements, playing into the joke of trying to get Xbox to come over and you know, do all that. Except the way I want to do it, I want to do it in terms of, like, the bad guy who's, like, you know, it's like the high-up figure that doesn't know what they're doing or refuses to do anything.
Yeah.
Like I want to do something like that. I just think it'd be fun to add to it.
They have there's another guy who, when they were like, cause they asked for like, oh, we need the Xbox players. And there's been small teasers and stuff. And there's been small conversations about it. But like one guy's like, he's like, we're out here fighting the Covenant. We're out here fighting the Flood. And you guys can't take care of a couple of robots and bugs by yourselves. And it's just, like he said, the stories, like I haven't been able to play the game, you know, I don't want to buy it right now because it'll be a distraction from all the other stuff I need to get done. But nice. Like I watch a lot of TikToks and I keep up with a lot of the story just because like I want to play it. I want to enlist and I'll probably enlist at the end of the month.
I'm getting John to enlist at the end of the week.
Hell like, yeah.
I'm so excited.
Hell yeah. We're going to go watch our friends die. It's the stories behind it, the amount of community that's behind the game. I think a lot of other games could take away from that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's cool too because so originally this came out after Helldivers 2 came out. A bunch of the developers for Halo 3 ODST were trying to pitch an ODST 2, which essentially was more or less the idea of Helldivers except mm-hmm. Halo. And they just said no. Look at it now.
Yeah.
Like, look what's going on now. Like,
look what you could have done. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and I mean, for a game that is $40, it costs
Jesus.
Maybe $10 to get the premium add-on to it,
mm-hmm.
$20 at the most. And it doesn't add anything to it other than, hey, maybe you get a neat gun and a cool skin. But to everyone, that's so worth it just because you're just having fun.
The equivalency of that Halo ODST 2 to Helldivers 2 is much like Pokemon and Pal Worlds. Because, mm-hmm. like, Pokemon could have done something like that. Or even Digimon to mm-hmm. Pal Worlds. Digimon definitely had the setup for Pal mm-hmm. Worlds. 100%. But they just didn't take it. So,
I want to backtrack a little about that because when they did like expanding lore and stuff, they did that thing with Joel.
Oh, the fucking DM or the man in charge of it all.
Yeah, so to kind of build upon the lore, there's a guy wanted for treason. Because it came out after we suddenly lost Malevolent Creek.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Like, we were on track to get it. Like, we had every right to. And then we lost Malevolent Creek, and as it turns out, Arrowhead came out and said, "Yeah, we have a guy strictly devoted to trying to balance everything out, and he saw that everything was getting taken too quickly and wanted to balance it out. So he gave the automatons reinforcements, which then in turn fucked us up." and we lost Malevolent Creek because of it. And to know that one guy quite literally has all the power to
Arrowhead, the developer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay.
Has all the power to change it is insane to me.
Oh, yeah.
And to speak on Corey's part about toxicity, because of Gantz and stuff.
Yeah.
There's also been toxicity brewing, which I'm not surprised because that's just, it's bound to happen with people.
Yeah. We suck.
Humans. People are like, hey, we got to have meta builds.
That destroys games so fucking quick.
We got to have meta builds. And if you don't have this specific build, if you don't have the specific weapon or stratagem. Yeah.
What is a meta build?
Basically, so like take it for Call of Duty, right? You have a meta gun, which like the meta is like the strongest. So like you're not going to run OP. In with. Yeah, it's your OP weapons. It's your I can drop this person faster because it shoots faster. It's more accurate, whatever. It's basically the top tier weapons or top tier builds, top tier classes. It destroys video games. It's back in the day, you used to load up Call of Duty. You used to jump on and be like, dude, I love using the FAL or the Wazoo on Modern Warfare 2. Wazoo! It's like, yeah, these are the fucking greatest guns. And now it's like, no, man, you have to use the, I don't know, I couldn't even fucking tell you. I haven't played Call of Duty for so fucking long.
So the meta before it got addressed was the Breaker shotgun, specific turrets and airstrikes. That's it, right? And people were getting kicked if they didn't have those. And the devs came out with a response to that by saying, that's not how we're doing things. That's not how it works. Metas do not exist in this because there are so many things in place that checks and balances each weapon and stratagem.
Fuck, yes.
There is no meta.
Yeah, there might be like a meta for this scenario, but it's gonna definitely fuck you in this scenario.
Exactly. And they're like, pretty much like, if you guys continue this way, we have things in place to stop this from happening. And
you just have to fist fight bugs. They're like, oh, you were kicking people for not being meta. We're going to put you on a planet with fists.
It is hard to melee kill an enemy on that game. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it.
But I think that's an excellent point, too, is that so many games have the PvP exponent when it is a multiplayer online game. Whereas I don't know of too many that are strictly PvE. And working together as a unit and that sense of community, I feel like that has a less chance of toxicity. Whereas, you know, in Fortnite, even someone like me getting that comment of getting a message. And
I'm so proud of her. This is amazing. I love this.
Yeah.
What happened?
So she's a hacker.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that. She's
not.
Yeah,
I was doing really well in a match. I was probably already at 6 kills in the game, at least. I was in the top 5. Killed this person. Of course, they had 2 medallions, so grabbed those, switched out, reloaded. And as I'm doing that, I noticed I got a message. I'm like, well, I'm not opening the message while I'm in the top 3. Like, I gotta figure this all out. Go on to win the match. And yeah, I was like, all right, cool. I'll exit and I'll see what's going on. And the message was just from this person that said, reported. And I was like, what? I was like maybe, for those that have played Fortnite, I was maybe across the road from someone and I was shooting them pretty much either in the chest or the head. Like I was shooting them more often than they were hitting me. So I was like, I don't understand why you think you're getting reported. It's not like I'm shooting you from around a corner or anything. So I was like, so my response was, what? Why though? Because I'm a girl with a purple and pink controller just beat you. Like, grow a pair. Come on.
Fucking shit on.
She never gets these messages. So when she got it, I was like, yeah. And then she responded as well. I'm like, yeah.
What? And you'd probably be the best person to answer this question. What is the number one game that you know you can play right now? and if you did well, you would get messaged. I already know what my answer is.
Either Call of Duty or Fortnite.
Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh yeah.
That is probably one of the most toxic communities outside of League of Legends.
Yeah, I was League just of
Legends
say,
is
more.
So fucking trash.
Oh man.
So League of Legends is a MOBA, which is essentially a type of strategy game where you have three different lanes.
Multiplayer online base attack.
Yeah, so Rainbow Six Siege is it's not like Call of Duty. No. It's very much more I would almost say a tactical simulator.
Yeah, so basically you have two teams. You select each person. Each person's got different gadgets, different weapon types, blah, blah, blah. One person defends, the other person attacks. It's teams of what, five?
Yeah.
Yeah. Six.
Five.
Five. But yeah, no, it's super, super toxic. Like, you get on there just to have fun, which no one does anymore. And like you'll step around a corner and you're gone. You didn't peek your corner. You didn't breathe correctly. You didn't fucking crawl. You didn't fucking. It's
so
stupid.
I love games that allow you to be tactical and stuff, but when people are changing what the game is supposed to be from like tactical to like they turn it into like a run and gun style, like that's not what the game is. But, yeah, I mean. Like Corey's saying,
yeah, meta's kill games,
yeah,
and yeah.
Well, that's like when we tell our kiddo, like, hey, like they'll be playing a video game, and we'll hear like, "Stop it! Stop shooting at me!" And then we ask, well, "What style of a game are you in? It's 1v1v1."
Well,
then you're gonna have people shooting at you.
Yeah, he's like, "Why are you teaming up on me?" Because that is the advantage. If you don't like it, either don't do it or change how you play.
The words I will use with my sons when they do something like that. Get good, scrub. Just simple as that.
Like, why can't they take it easy on me? Because people aren't going to take it. Like, it's competitive. They're going to want to win
and then,
just like you do.
And then he'll turn the tables and he'll do what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And then laugh about it.
And then laugh. I'm like, are you kidding me, man?
Yeah. Like, yeah, my sons, when they're playing Fortnite, they'll be like, oh, he's shooting at me. And like, yeah, that's how the game works. And
yep.
Yeah, but I'm just a little boy. And I'm like, they don't know that.
That
and
makes it
they
worse.
They don't care, honestly. They don't give a shit.
When Christina first picked up Call of Duty, like when we first started dating, she started living with me. She started playing it. She was like, they keep killing me. And I'm like, did you use your bike? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, you fucked up. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, you're a woman. You're going to get fucking picked on.
That's exactly why I chose a very like gender neutral name like as my gamer tag, because there was no way I was going to be pointed out for
hers
that.
Is anime thighs. So
yeah,
they know.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, okay. I want to prop up Christina's ego real quick. So I came across her on TikTok.
Gross.
I know. I came across her on TikTok and it was like a game video.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh damn, this person's doing good. And I was like, wait, these are cheating videos. And then I saw the profile pic. I'm like,
it was my wife.
Well, no, hold on. Because it gets worse. This has not helped me at all. I was like, oh damn, that person's pretty cute. Follow.
It's my wife.
And then I was like, wait a minute. That's Corey's wife.
That's my wife.
Yeah. So, you know.
I remember the first time she's like, hey, and this was before we were married. She's like, hey, I spent like $30 and I'm like, okay, cool. On what? She's like, I bought cheese for Call of Duty. I didn't talk to her for 2 days.
She bought what?
Cheese for Call of Duty.
Oh, cheat.
Yes.
I thought you said cheese for Call of Duty.
She bought some cheese for Call of Duty. Where do you get that cheese, Christina?
Literally.
She's making him a knight.
I'm buying find him in name, Dad.
It's like throwing cheese at babies. Like, I just picture like, someone in Call of Duty just throwing what? Cheese.
Yeah, so she bought cheese, and I didn't talk to her for 2 days.
That's my special Call of Duty cheese.
And I was like,
cheese and night cheese.
I came home from work like 2 days later, and I was like, hey, we need to have a serious conversation. She's like, about what? And I was like, cheating. And I was like, she's like, I didn't cheat on you. I was like, no, goddamn it, Call of Duty. And I was like,
this is way more important.
At the time, Modern Warfare 2 had just released. She was using cheats on Modern Warfare. So I was like, I'm okay with it. So long as it doesn't go past that. Like, the next Call of Duty releases, you can move up a game. Next Call of Duty releases, you can move up a game.
And you know what? That's fair.
And that's what she said. She's like, well, I guess that's fair. I was like, for two reasons. Number one, you cheating in the game like that makes it shittier for the other person. You're gaining nothing from it. You're getting kills. You just point click. Oh my god,
they're not getting nothing. You still fucking suck.
Yeah, you still suck. It's like, well, the other people on the other team are having the worst time of their lives, and they don't want to play anymore. And that's not what gaming's about. You want your fellow people to play. Number two, if we get IP banned, I'm gonna be fucking angry because I just spent money on a video game that I can't play now. She's like, fair. So yeah, she still only uses it on Modern Warfare 1. So
I heard her stories about like getting stuck in a cheat lobby.
Oh my god, that's why I don't play Call of Duty anymore.
Chaos,
dude, it's so fucking dumb. Like I refuse, and so like I'm like, all right, spawn dead.
So I got back into Infinite Warfare just because I was like, you know what, I want to try the multiplayer again. I think I remember having fun with it. It's still pretty fun. I haven't come across any cheaters.
I refuse to play that game.
The campaign is fucking phenomenal.
Is it really?
Hands down, one of the best written campaigns out there.
Really?
What game is this?
Swear to God.
Infinite Warfare. So this was during the time of like Call of Duty going from boots on the ground to jetpacks and in space and like against what Call of Duty was at the time. And then it was reeled back in and it's kind of in between. I think they found the kind of a good spot for it. But Infinite Warfare was released when Battlefield 1 was released.
And when the trailer for Infinite Warfare came out, it had the most disliked video on YouTube in history.
Yeah. Wow.
Because of the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer was dog shit.
It did not do the game any favors.
No.
I'm a hardcore Call of Duty guy, so like I'm going to get every Call of Duty. I'll begrudgingly get one if I know it's going to be bad, but still.
I probably won't buy.
It's like being married to a fucking loser.
I probably won't buy
it. This is a guy that watches grown men wrestle each other.
You do too.
That's more of a sexual thing.
But,
didn't you just ask everyone to come to your house to watch wrestling today?
Is it an orgy?
You were just cucked today, and now you want to go fucking watch a bunch of...
Don't fucking ask questions you don't want to know the answers to.
But Infinite Warfare legitimately has one of the best written campaigns. I think it visually it's gorgeous. It was a fully fleshed out style game, and it has Conor McGregor in it.
Black Ops 4 was the one without a like actual campaign, yeah. Right? Yeah, but Blackout was fucking dope.
I miss Blackout. I actually got back into Apex.
You've said this before.
I know.
So, he goes on like little like dips.
Well, the reason why is because I'm not playing Destiny at the moment.
That's probably another game I probably won't play for ever again.
I'm in the middle of playing Rebirth right now, so.
I like how it's his Austin's birthday, and I don't think I've heard him say more than like 30 words on this episode.
Look, he started it by asking me about Helldivers.
I knew what I was getting myself into.
He has like 15 minutes that he can still
talk.
Yeah.
And it's just me talking about my birthday. What the fuck was I about to say?
My bad.
Hey, what if you could have like the perfect birthday cake?
Oh.
What flavor would it be?
So actually there is a cupcake sitting at home waiting for me that I got from Cranberry Stone, which is the place that did our wedding cake. Mm-hmm. It's that little bakery on Franklin Street in Pella. And it's a lemon blueberry. Mm. Lemon blackberry. Sorry. Oh. And yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. I'm just a white wedding cake guy. As long as it's moist. I can't do like dry cake. Which is why I don't like chocolate cake, because it gets dry.
Yeah, it does get
too
dry.
Easy.
It does.
I had Better Than Sex cake for the very first time last week.
I don't think I've had that.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm a sucker for creme brulee.
It's like a chocolate, and then they like inject it with caramel. It's so fucking good.
Add caramel to anything, and then I agree. I love the creme brulee.
I've never had creme brulee.
Creme brulee cupcake.
That's what we had for our wedding cake
from Molly's. Oh, then cupcakes.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, because I had wedding cake at your guys' wedding.
If you had from our didn't.
That was probably when I was having sex in your guys' fucking bachelor area.
Kudos to you, by the way.
Yeah, kudos. We didn't even have sex anywhere on that property.
I didn't have sex on my wedding night. Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I was fucking exhausted.
We were exhausted too, but...
Hold on.
Here's the thing, though. At what time of the day did you wake up on your wedding day?
Oh, I woke up really
early. 5 in the morning.
Are you serious?
No. It was earlier than that because Kevin woke up.
Poor guy. Still... had energy at the end of the night to put your wiener in a hole. No offense.
I am more than a hole. Thank you.
Dude,
I could stay up for a week.
I got up what I thought was early. We did a podcast. We went and got lunch. We did all the photos before the wedding. And by the time the wedding was over, I was like, I'm sorry. I love you. But like, I have no energy. I don't remember being in the hotel room.
First wedding, I did not. Because I was dead tired, which was interesting because I didn't have as much to coordinate.
Was it also because that guy fucking sucked?
No,
okay. I don't like that guy.
So we went out to have some drinks after our wedding as well. I can't remember if we did anything else like out and about with people after that. We were only hanging out with like one or two people at that point, just kind of chill. And came back, got changed into other things, and did some things. And then Trevor decides to take a picture of himself.
Yeah, he
shirtless
did.
Like this.
Yeah, and I do remember seeing that photo.
Sent it to the wedding party chat.
Yeah. Yep, I do remember that.
Because he's a classy fellow.
You know, I'm looking for that specific group chat.
He is a classy man.
I'm married and I didn't have a wedding, so.
I mean,
did you have sex that day?
He did.
No. We had sex the next day.
Speaking of your wife. My wife. I'm not trying to be like a weird, spooky pervert. But
that's fine.
I see your wife as like a slender gal.
Yeah, she is.
Does she have big thighs?
Yeah, I would say so.
So because of the
Xbox, gamer tag.
Yeah, anime. I would say so, but like... they aren't like toothpicks.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say so.
I haven't really looked at her legs. You know what I'm saying?
Me neither.
But that I
too busy
I see
looking
her,
at them boobs.
I see her as a slender gal, and that would be like me changing my gamer tag to like fat cock 420. You know?
Yeah. You should do it.
Just out here fucking lying to the internet.
Maybe if you did it, magic happens. Boom. Two in a can.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, that would suck.
I don't know about all that.
But I'm on the day. I just need
to
get to
it. She's got decent thighs, I would say.
You can't say that. I can say that.
Decent, I don't mean like, you know.
You don't want to say decently.
Thunder thighs, yeah. But like, you know, like.
Like medium.
They're
this is the picture
nice.
I sent to the groomsmen, like, after the deed was done.
The deed.
It was great.
Oh, I love it.
It was very classy.
Send that to Corey so Corey can put it in the episode.
Actually, I was in that chat, Austin. Actually, send it to me so I can find it faster.
Oh, God damn it. I just backed down. All right.
In that chat until the incident.
He was definitely still probably partially drunk at that point.
Speaking of being drunk, the reason that I had to chug a full like movie theater popcorn tub size thing of water when I got here is because I was hung over and I've never been hung over before.
Really?
Ever in my life.
Welcome to being 35.
Bullshit. Bullshit. I call bullshit, you fucking liar.
I've never been hung over.
Really?
Uh-oh.
What are you talking about?
Do you not remember the morning of your wedding?
He was drunk, apparently.
You fucking dumb piece of shit, because I came strolling into your house.
I wasn't feeling great, but I wasn't hungover.
No.
I wasn't hungover. I wasn't on the verge of throwing up like I was when I got here today.
No, you were hungover. Drew was hungover.
Yeah, we were
Dustin
all
was
hungover.
Hungover.
he had.
I walked in feeling like a million bucks because I was having liquid IV.
But that was more tired than hungover for all of us.
That's fair. There's a difference.
Today was like, I will throw up if I don't have water in the next 5 minutes hungover.
Yeah.
Because I got fucking litty with my in-laws last night at dinner. So, and then we came home where I fell asleep on the carpet.
So, Phoenix didn't have his regular visit, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, you know what? We'll let you play games as much as you want, right?
Does he fuck with the war?
He does not fuck with the war, yet. Okay. He's training.
He's too young to enlist.
He's training.
He's got him in the...
That's what we call Fortnite.
Yeah, right? So at one point, he looks to me before I get ready to leave for work, and he goes... I'm like, what's wrong, buddy?
He's like, I'm hungover.
No, he's, I have a headache. I'm like, well, have you been drinking like water today? Oh. And he goes, kinda. I'm like, buddy, there's no kinda. It's a yes or no. He's like, no. I'm like, have you been on games all day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe it's because you've been on games all day and haven't been drinking water. So I don't want to hear any more complaining about it because that is on you, my guy.
To be fair, after dinner, he was like, I should probably go rest.
Yeah.
I was like, do you think maybe you should take a break?
On weekends that I don't have the kids and I just get into a game. Like lately it's been the Tomb Raider, like the new ones, that trilogy. I will forget to drink water. Eat, go to the bathroom. It's I would just stare into a fucking screen for hours at a time.
At least you're not like a kid I know that was so into the games he was playing. He was probably a little bit younger than Phoenix's age, but I can't remember honestly. Not gonna lie, he peed himself because he was so into the game. He peed himself when he was not even in his own home.
Sounds like a dedicated boy to me. Yeah.
That child.
The mines, they wait for no one.
I haven't drank water since 2005, so.
Dude, I was just going to mention, not you specifically, but like, I know people that I'd never drink water.
Yeah, they put chemicals in it that make the frogs gay. So no, I'm just joking. I just don't take care of myself because I'm a piece of shit. I still have like 2 months left, man. Let me be a piece of shit for just a little bit longer.
When is your birthday?
June 10th. 12 days before the live event. Please go get tickets now.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, look at that.
Shameless plug.
Not even. No, that's a shameful.
Is it a shameless plug if we're plugging our own shit on our own podcast?
June 10th or June 12th?
June 10th.
June 10th. Okay.
12 days before the live event.
Got it.
Yeah, I turned 30.
Yeah.
It's all
that
fucking over.
Event is becoming like, I wish ticket sales would increase. But just the sheer magnitude of like, obviously the sponsors that we've gotten and more vendors than I expected. We've just like in the past 3 days, I've gotten two more. There may or may not be a food truck or two there. Like, it's becoming this big thing. And like I told you guys, like, do I want to sell out? Yes, that's still the goal. And I'm sure a lot of people, I was trying to make a point by selling out strictly online to
certain make a people. Point. Yeah.
But it would be cool to like sell out, have a full house, and then but even if that doesn't happen, man, like
it's still gonna be a party.
It's so much fun, man.
Now imagine this, because like 200 tickets is what we can sell max, right? Imagine right now where we're sitting.
Yeah,
200 people.
Oh,
does that fucking scare you? I'm behind the camera.
Okay,
I'm not.
First of all, I thought you meant 200 people in this room, and I was like, that's
that terrifies me.
The structural integrity. Yes.
I was like, that's a fire code violation.
No, I just meant like
being on that,
be
being
looking
on
out
that stage
into a crowd
out.
Of 200 people.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, in that beautiful fucking room.
You know what's scarier though?
What?
Is like when Abby Warner was here and I had never met that girl that she brought with her.
Yeah.
And that girl just stared at me the whole time we were recording. That's scarier.
I also don't know if it's chair location, but every time we have guests, at one point, they will be telling a story and they will turn directly towards me and they will stare at me for a...
It's like that...
elongated amount of time.
It's like that Pedro Pascal meme from Hot Ones where he's like, you should know this too.
Yep.
Yeah. So having a random person, just one random person in the room stare at me while I'm telling stories about my dick is that's way scarier than like getting lost in a big crowd. Like, you know, it's not it's at that point, it's just one large crowd. It's not 200 individual faces. It's I can kind of get lost in the crowd.
So what you're saying, if I have everyone get a mask of the same person and hold it up while you're doing that, that. Would be more terrifying.
What I'm saying is that like 200 people, that doesn't matter. If like 10 people showed up and we were trying to do a live event in front of 10 people, that scares me. Like when I was making music, right? So like I opened for Tech N9ne, there's, you know, thousands of people there. That's not scary. But when you go and do like a bar show and there's literally like seven people there, you're like, well, this is fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Because then I gotta like look at every single person. It's so scary.
Let's get you excited. And they're like,
yeah.
I came here to drink because I don't love
it's
my
just
wife.
Seven fucking people I work with at the call center.
Shut the fuck up.
So, I think now's a good time to kind of bring up the fact that, like, we're doing this to grow. Like, the event itself, we're doing this to grow. We're not making anything out of this. So when we tell you buy the tickets, we're not saying, hey, buy the tickets and not show up. We understand your mindset in wanting to show support that way. Like, hey, you think we're going to be getting something out of it. We're going to be getting a sort of cut from ticket sales.
Yep.
It's not happening like that. Mm-mm. Everything being made at this event strictly goes to vendors and the Warren Cultural Center. We make nothing. Yep. So the best thing that you can possibly do is buy the tickets and show up.
Yeah. The booth will make money from, but like actual
keychains and sticky boys.
Keychains and sticky boys. But the biggest reason you should go, and this is one thing that always bothers me, is small town Iowa people are always like, there's nothing to do.
Here you go.
Here it is.
Yeah.
You show up. Like it's like, and I hate to be angry about it, but it's something growing up in Crescent was always a thing where it's like, well, the only thing to do is go to Walmart. And growing up, I didn't go to Walmart.
Or make meth.
Yeah. Well, that too. I stayed inside and played video games. Like that was my thing that I did. So that's, you know, why I play video games now. But like those people who have the mentality of like, there's only, you can only go to Walmart or you can only go walk around the square or go to the old, what was it? There a parking lot there that people went to. So it's like, you can do that. And it's like, now we have something. Mm-hmm. Show up.
You don't want us to have like, oh, but we have these things. And then they'll be a like, but it's like, no buts.
Yeah.
Like there is a quality event coming.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. And come, if you don't want to come support us, which why wouldn't you? We have so many cool vendors there that are just awesome people.
Yeah. Like, support the band coming out. Yeah. Wendy, support Joe Moore's,
Abby Warner, Megan Drake, everyone. Yes. Like, so yeah, just show
up. I think that there's been that disconnect because I think a lot of people like saw us post the first video and they're like, oh, you're sponsored by Fairway. You guys must be making like great money off this. And
no.
Like, no, just like any other big auditorium show at Warren Cultural Center, like all the proceeds, all the ticket sales, all of that go to the Warren Cultural Center. It's designed to be an event like for our community by people who grew up in our community. Mm-hmm. Other than the stuff that we sell at our merch table the night of the event, we don't make any money off of this. But that's not the reason we wanted to do this show. Much to Corey's point, like we hear all the time, there's nothing to do in Greenfield. People. Like our friends that still live there, like there's fucking nothing to do there. And it's like, well, here's something that is designed and like catered to our age group. We're bringing in a band that's going to be covering songs that like the type of music that we listen to like in high school, for you, middle school, because you're a baby. But like, I want people to show up and have a good time. And that's the whole the whole reason. We want this to be very successful, and we want to keep doing it every year and keep bringing in really cool guests and really great bands that we've seen before and love. And I want to keep doing this forever. But in order to do that, the first one's got to be successful.
Right. And if we're going to put our name with other people, you know that we're, if we're backing them and homies, homies supporting homies, then we're saying like, hey, they have great, great quality as well.
Yeah.
We're not going to support something and outwardly express our support for something if we don't truly believe that it is something.
We outwardly support Too Many Words a lot. And
fuck those guys.
I gave them the news. So there is space for probably about six vendor tables outside on the second floor lobby, which is where I want everyone to be, because it's kind of like the concession stands there, the elevator, the bathrooms, everything is just kind of right there, right outside the auditorium.
Yeah.
And there's probably room for about six, like two concession stand. So we now have eight vendors.
Oof.
Plus Rude Katana.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So nine. Plus our stuff, plus the band, that's 11, right? Or 10, whatever. So I said, what we're going to do is all of the people who actually make physical art, I'll put all of them out, and then that'll be the artist alley, like a true artist alley. Mm-hmm. Everyone there makes physical stuff. So I will move Rude Katana, which is more like, hey, I sell merch, basically.
Yeah.
I'm not making anything for you at my booth. We'll move Rude Katana, Too Many Words, our merch table, and the band's merch table inside the auditorium.
Okay. Right? That makes sense.
So I messaged Isaac and Jordan, and I said, hey, unfortunate news.
We're going to have to cut
exactly
you.
Exactly what we said was going to happen, where we're going to have to cut you from the artist alley. That's happening. And they were like, because they're so nice. They're like, okay.
Well, my cat just died.
Yeah,
so
I get it. And I was like, because we're bringing you guys inside the auditorium with us. And they were like, all right.
Yeah, okay, Dad. Okay. Like, whatever you say, Dad.
I love that when we joked about it enough with them, I think they've gotten to the point where they don't take anything we say seriously because they just don't know if we're being legit or not.
Jesus.
No, but I think it's going to be good. I think overall the plan is there.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stress enough, as much as Corey and Austin and Heather have all talked about people complaining about nothing being able, like, there's nothing to do. We're doing our best to make it inclusive for everyone. We are doing our best to bring something for people to do. And if after this you don't show up and you're still complaining that there's nothing to do, that's
we
on
bomb
you.
The city.
Jesus.
I try Greenfield.
That's on you.
It'll be after June, so I'll be out of that town. So we're good.
Maybe.
What's that?
What
do you say?
What?
What did you say?
I was like, that's on you.
Yeah.
And maybe just move to a different fucking area because
Creston.
Clearly you aren't happy with anything going on there.
Yeah.
Like it's not your jam.
It's that my grandparents and older generations always used to say, and I guess I do now too. It's like, if you don't vote, you can't complain about the election. And it's like, well, you can't really complain about there not being anything to do and then not show up to the few things that are going on, especially the ones that are catered to you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Or having a voice where it matters to make those decisions
of
what comes to the community.
Yeah. We just want people to show up and have a good time and doing everything in our power to make it as accessible to as many people as possible. Anyone under the age of 18 gets in with a student ticket. Still go on the link. I'm going to put the link right here.
over my face.
Yeah, right. We'll put it right.
I'll put a QR code. I like how you say, I'm going to put it there. I'm going to put it there. So I'm going to put it here.
I'm going to order Corey to put it right there.
Do you want a link or a QR code?
Both? Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, QR code here.
Yep.
Link somewhere. I don't know. It'll be on the screen. You'll see it.
And then...
check the description as well.
Yeah. If you get a student ticket, if you're under the age of 18, you get a student ticket, still go on the website, the Eventbrite page, and reserve that ticket. Because, again, our goal is to sell out. You get in for free, but you still have to reserve a ticket. Yeah. Let us know that you're coming. Reserve that seat. So that's very important. And then adult tickets are just $10. So it's still 50% less than a normal auditorium show. We just want to get as many people in there as possible, make it as affordable as possible. And like we said in a previous episode, we want you to spend $10 on the ticket, and then the other $10 that you would have spent on a regular, you know, ticket, get your face painted, buy something cool from one of the art vendors, buy a drink, buy concessions,
support everyone.
Yeah, support everyone.
Except for Too Many Words.
That's there. Do not buy anything from Too Many Words. It is just hot, hot garbage.
And you mean that with love.
Just an absolute dumpster fire of a podcast. And I hate those two more than I've ever hated any human being.
I hate them so much I watch every single episode.
if we sell out of tickets before the event happens, I will burn my Too Many Burgers shirt.
Jesus. I was playing with the idea of dyeing my hair orange if we sold out. I'd still probably do
orange
it.
Tips.
Yeah.
Ooh, so, orange tips, yeah.
I want to make that. This a goal. If we're
it's just
able,
the head of his penis.
If we're able to sell out for the event, let's get the podcast logo tattoo.
Yeah.
You know what?
Honestly, we're probably going to do that anyway, but yeah. Like...
So the last place I worked, the other person that I worked with has a big old TRT shield tattoo on his arm, and he tried to get me to do it, and I was like, I'll never get something like that tattooed on me. If we sell out, yeah, I'll do it.
All right.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
In my basement, though.
Yeah.
It's got to be like a Backstreet tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On your
I want to be branded.
I don't know. I don't know if he still has it, but a certain someone who I won't name because it's very illegal to have, has a tattoo gun, a jailed.
Oh, tattoo gun. My wife has a tattoo gun.
I thought you were going
to say it's like illegal to have a tattoo gun.
It's illegal to tattoo people without
a license.
Ah, technically, it's illegal to cut hair without a license too. So.
Fuck. I shaved my pubes this morning. Fuck.
Phoenix is going to jail.
I'm going to prison.
Dangerous scissoring.
Welcome to episode 96.
I'm now excited.
Dangerous scissoring. Is that B96? I don't know.
No,
I can't do math.
I just want to have fun with my hometown homies.
Just wants to and, have fun.
This whole process has been like scary and anxiety inducing.
I hope we can get some of like the... Like the old guys back, like Jack and and Freeze.
Oh, they'll be there.
Oh, Stampy, yeah, he'll be there.
Yeah, they'll be there.
And Karns.
If he's not, I'll make sure he's there.
Yeah,
I work with him. So
those guys are the least of my worries because we'll, if nothing else, we'll bother the shit out of them until they show up. It's the people that don't live there anymore that I still want to come back. You know, as a celebration of the community. Like as much as we. Shit talk the bad things like you know like
there's much worse communities to grow up in.
Yeah,
just maybe, go a half hour south.
I want it to be like a big like family reunion. I mean, a big homecoming.
Maybe you can start this off as the ice cream social and it can eventually go to like ice cream festival like
or ice cream a palooza.
Yeah
you say ice cream festival and I just immediately think fire fest.
Listen, we'll be better than that.
Good. Yeah, we'll serve ice cream sandwiches. Hey. And that's it.
Hey, I mean, we need Ja Rule.
It's literally like Ritz crackers with some whipped cream in the middle.
Dude, Ja Rule would be fucking awesome. This is the last thing I'm going to say on this episode, and it's controversial. I still maintain that Ja Rule is a better rapper than 50 Cent. By a
so nobody's
country
buying tickets
mile.
Now?
Sorry. Ja Rule's got them hits. 50 Cent.
I have yet to see a Ja Rule music video with Megan Good in it. So
50 Cent
you know,
had
get
one good album, did fuck all since.
I was a baby when all this was happening, yeah. So, you know.
Okay, okay.
Oh, don't.
I can give you that.
Mm-hmm. And as you should.
50 Cent hasn't been around as long as Ja Rule. With that being said, who's had a better acting career?
I mean, I can't think of one. Really? I can't think of one thing 50 Cent's been in.
Really?
Other than Get Rich or Die Tryin'.
Get Rich or Die Tryin', Expendables 4, Den of Thieves, motherfucker. And that is a great movie.
He was in Den of Thieves. That's one I've seen.
I can't remember if I've seen Den of Thieves. I have seen Expendables.
It's got Master Chief in it.
I've seen none of these movies. But I can't think of a movie that Ja Rule's been in either. So
Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Mm.
Who hasn't been in Fast and Furious at this point?
That's I found out last recording that Helen Mirren's in Fast and Furious.
Yeah, she is.
We should
talk about her being.
We should try to get a bunch of people to sign a petition that they should have an ice cream truck in the Fast and the Furious, and we should all be in it. Like, we get blown the fuck up, but like
with nitro.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Or no, you know what? Put us in season 2 of Twisted Metal.
There you go.
Sick. Ooh. Yeah.
I can twist some metal. I've never seen the movie, so.
It's a show.
It's a show. Mm.
Even worse.
I literally was just,
just joking.
Season.
Did you ever play the game when you were?
Yeah, I played the actually. So
6 months old.
No, I would have been like 6 years. It was on PlayStation 1.
What's the
Twisted Metal 2?
Yeah, I could not play that game because of Rob Zombie.
That's the reason you could
talking,
play it.
You're talking Twisted Metal 4.
Yeah, that was the one that we were playing, and my stepdad
heard
Rob Zombie's Dragula.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Yeah, you can't play that game anymore."
Definitely was at Laserfest when Rob Zombie was there, and he definitely did Dracula there.
Yeah,
mom said I couldn't play Devil May Cry because I had the word devil in it. But that was when she was going through a religious phase.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with anything we were talking about. I forgot to tell you guys, guess what Amy got me for my birthday? This is going to be, I know this is not my birthday podcast because it'll come out like a month after.
Did she get you a Buddha lawn ornament?
No.
Oh.
It's not anything tangible. It is an experience.
She got NFT?
Do you guys, yeah. I know you guys aren't like the fucking Discovery Channel nerds that we are, but do you know who Josh Gates is?
Nope.
He hosts
Kevin
Expedition
Gates'
Unknown. Mm. If they were brothers, that'd be awesome.
That would be
Josh.
Kind of cool.
Josh Gates is a large white man. So
can still happen.
Anyways, he's the host of Expedition Unknown. It's my favorite show on Discovery Channel. Mm-hmm. He's the fucking man. He has a live event at the Des Moines Civic Center, and we're going to that in May.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You can extend him an Invite to our live event?
Trying to.
Experience gifts are always best. Like, I would go for that.
We're also going to Chicago in 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's an experience.
Yeah.
At this point, that's regular for you, though.
It's a survival game.
Yeah, but I've never been to the aquarium. She took you guys for bachelorette party, but I've never been to the aquarium or the field museum. And
I haven't been there a long
time. We're also going the weekend of St. Patty's Day, so I'll get to see the river green, which I've never seen in person.
So I'm excited because Heather's already said this, and I'm just patiently waiting. This is no way to try to convince you or pressure you or anything.
It's head.
nice.
So I got Heather that custom controller, and Heather has expressed that for as a late birthday gift or something of the sort, she's going to get me a custom controller because I kind of need one anyway. But she's like, well, is there anything specific? I'm like, no, don't. I can't give input because you didn't give input on anything
that's
about
yours. He forced me to have pink on my controller.
Put juice box on there.
Happy birthday to you, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is our first recording, I think, since his birthday.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
We're both 35 now.
Oh, you guys are fucking old.
We're going to
die soon.
Nah, please don't. Let me die first. I don't want to try to edit a bunch of fucking skeletons on couches.
Listen, we already just had an episode where it ended with who should die first. Can we not do that again?
Podcast wise, who should die first?
Corey.
I feel like I am the least useful.
If one of the two of us had to die first, who would you want of Trevor and I to die first? Who would you want to survive with, and who could you not live without?
This is going to be such a fucking shitty answer. I don't think this podcast would go with either of you. Like, if one of you died, I don't think the podcast would still go on.
I wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think... If Trevor died right now, first off, nice, we got it on camera.
Make it funny.
Hashtag viral.
Second of all, I don't think you would want to sit in a space...
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to sit in his apartment anymore.
with his dead body.
I don't think you would want to interview people on the same, like, spectrum that we do.
We just keep him over there in the chair, like, like love has won.
Wheel him over.
I see, here's the thing.
Make Corey do it, he can't smell.
I feel
like poses him like the who's lying.
He just sits on top of me and I'm just like marionetting him, just like,
you,
like,
son of a bitch. So
this weekend at Bernie's the podcast.
So that's what I was gonna say. I was like, if Corey wasn't able to make it out to an event and we all could and we died in like a plane crash or a car crash or something, I feel like Corey would be so stricken with grief his brain would break and he'd be like, all right guys, we're getting ready to do a podcast, and it's just a skeleton or like our bodies just marionetted. And so he's sitting behind the cameras.
NSYNC like, style. Bye, bye, bye.
Kristen's literally like, you know they're dead. Well, Austin told me I couldn't stop.
It's like complete silence and you hear, ha, 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 that's really funny. And then the camera just cuts to a deadpan shot of like Austin's rotting face.
I'm not schizophrenic. I'm having fun.
Speaking of schizophrenic,
Jesus,
classic movie, Identity.
Never seen it.
No,
I don't think I've seen it.
It doesn't exist.
It's got Trevor's a just got that. Fucking cast. It's got Ray Liotta. It's got John Cusack. Hmm. Like, it's got Alfred Molina.
You know who Alfred Molina is.
Doc Ock, yeah, Spider-Man 2.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I can't give away, don't look up what it's about, just know it's a very good movie with a twist that you don't expect.
Me trying to fucking find it without reading the about on fucking Netflix or whatever it's on.
You're trying to look for it in a video rental store if those still exist. Ooh,
last thing, speaking of things that... just came out. New things to watch. Shogun is so fucking good.
What's it on?
It's on FX or Hulu.
Okay. Yeah. I can watch it then.
Yep. Two episodes are out now. Third one comes out on Tuesday.
I have it on the list. I like, oh, the day fantastic. It came out, I was like, I know I'm interested in it. I need
it.
To
is fantastic.
On.
Okay. Real quick.
I'm going to shut this down so I can go home.
Yeah. Came out in 2003. It is on YouTube.
Congratulations to them.
It's on YouTube, Google Play, Amazon, and Vudu. For $3.59 to rent.
I'm glad they're living their truth. That was a coming out joke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sitting over here crying from laughing. It's fine.
It's all right.
See?
Yeah.
That's the ICSP effect.
Yeah. It's good for the baby.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if that's true or not.
We're dangerously probably close to ICUP.
ICUP?
Or ICP.
No, you don't, you freak.
I'd like to.
I'm
show
doing
your
it.
Dick.
I do want to watch Shogun, so I think I'm going to start that soon.
Do it.